This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to my show. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Root built. General Washington said, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We're going to war. And we're ready for war. And I've got a great new idea about how we can take back this country. And I wrote it in my weekend column. I have a column that comes out every Sunday through Creator Syndicate. It is nationally syndicated by creators, and I wrote it today. Usually I write it on Fridays, but I have no time tomorrow. Busy, busy day tomorrow. And I wrote it today, and here it is. I want to read it to you. Very important stuff. The title is Calling All Conservative Billionaires. I have a plan to save America and the GOP. And specifically, it's about Nevada. So if you're listening in my Las Vegas affiliate, KBET, 790 AM, my flagship station here in Las Vegas. You're going to love this, because this is how we take back Nevada, and then we take back the country. Lots of Republicans have ideas and plans to find better candidates and to raise more money for 2022 and 2024. That's not the answer. These plans will not work. Take my home state of Nevada. Trump won the presidency in 2016, but still lost Nevada by about 27,000 votes. And then in 2020, when Trump got the most votes of any Republican candidate in the history of America, he lost Nevada by about 33,000 votes. Another 6,000 more than he lost in 16. Nevada is a purple battleground state, just like Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Trump lost those six states by razor-thin margins. That was the whole enchilada. If Trump wins four of those six states, he wins the presidency by an electoral landslide. The answer is simple. We need more Republican voters in those six battleground states, and we need voter ID and strict voter laws to prevent voter fraud in those six battleground states. We also need more GOP voters in Florida and Texas. If we ever lose either Florida or Texas, the GOP can never win another national election. I have the answer. Muhammad Ali once said, "It ain't bragging if you could back it up," and I agree. I'm one of the best TV and radio pitchmen in history. I've sold about $500 million of different products on TV and radio. I know how to sell a message. Now I want to sell the Republican Party. I want to start with Nevada as a test case, and once I prove my plan works for Nevada, it could be rolled out anywhere in the USA. What Nevada needs is more GOP voters. I want to bring 100,000 to 200,000 new GOP voters to my home state of Nevada. Remember, Trump lost Nevada by 27,000 and 33,000 votes. If Nevada were to add 100,000 GOP voters, or better yet, 200,000 GOP voters, Trump would have won Nevada by a landslide in both elections, and the GOP would control every elected office in Nevada. What's my plan? It's so simple. Form a PAC and raise several million dollars from a group of conservative millionaires and billionaires, and then use that money to buy media in California and pitch. It's the easiest sale in history. California is finished. California is dominated by illegal aliens, felons, lazy welfare addicts, homeless tents everywhere, greedy government employee unions, and crazy socialist politicians who want to tax productive citizens to death and turn America into Venezuela. In short, California has gone insane. It's a failed state. No business owner or middle-class citizen can survive there. No conservative or Christian can speak freely there. That's why this is the easiest sales pitch ever. Every conservative, Christian, and patriot is already thinking about leaving California. My PAC will spend millions on TV and radio in California with the following message. Attention, California Republican voters. Over 6 million Californians voted for President Trump in 2020. California has more Republican voters than any other state in America. Yet you're all wasting your vote. No Republican will ever again win in California. Your hard work is wasted, too. California has the highest taxes in the nation. They're stealing your money. In Nevada, the state takes zero. We have zero income tax. Your money is yours to keep. It's time to leave California before it's too late. You are being overwhelmed by massive taxes, violent crime, illegal aliens, the homeless, and censorship and persecution of conservatives. And don't forget, your vote is wasted. Come to Nevada, where the taxes are zero. With the money you save on taxes, your mortgage is free. We have more sunshine than California, and your vote counts here. Together, we could flip Nevada red forever. Please move to Nevada today. With my sales talents on TV and radio, with that pitch, Nevada will become a red state by 2024. And as soon as the GOP wins the state, we can pass strict voter ID laws. Nevada will be red forever. That's the way to do it. First, run ad campaigns to get people to move to a purple state and turn it red. And then once you turn it red, pass strict voter ID laws, it stays red permanently. Once we've proven this plan works, it could be replicated in every battleground state, and Texas, and Florida. This is how we take back America one state at a time. Did you realize there were 6 million Republican voters in California, and that's more than any other state? Did you know there were over 13 million Republican voters in just four deep blue states in 2020? If you just add up California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, that's 13 million wasted Republican votes in states that can never, ever win. If just a small percentage of those 13 million Republican voters can be persuaded to relocate to battleground states, we win everything. Calling all conservative millionaires and billionaires, now the ball is in your court. Fund my PAC, follow my plan, and we win the White House in 2024. My column that comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country and conservative websites around the country, calling all conservative billionaires, I have the plan to save America and the GOP. And I'm telling you, I'm a guy who crafts pitches for a living. I'm like a Madison Avenue ad executive. And I'm telling you, I could absolutely craft a pitch just as good as that one for Arizona and for Georgia and maybe for Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, too. But I know for sure Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada are either low tax or no tax and an easier lifestyle and less crazies, and less censorship, and less gun grabbers, and less defund policers. And I could easily convince millions of conservatives to consider moving to Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. And then, of course, I think you could craft a plan for Pennsylvania. I think you could craft a plan for Michigan. I think you can craft a plan for Wisconsin. They're all sellable. I could pitch anything. They're sellable. And this is how you change America one state at a time. Literally, this should be called the Republican moving van plan. You just want to relocate Republicans from around the country to battleground states plus Florida and Texas, because we can never lose those two. That's what you got to do, and then we can win this country back. So, you know, just to reinforce the point of how we have to win the country back, because a crazy man is at the helm, and I don't believe that crazy man is Joe Biden. I believe it's Obama. And Biden's a puppet with dementia. As if I don't, you know, as if I need to say that again to my audience. How many thousands of times have I said it? But here's a new article. Biden allows illegal immigrants ordered to be deported under Trump to restart the admissions proceedings. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine? Even the people that are already deported get to come back under Biden. And then, you know, Kamala Harris is going to the border, making such a big deal about it. I think she's going on Friday. She's visiting El Paso. What they forgot to tell you is El Paso is 800 miles from the illegal immigration epicenter. You know who says that? Not Wayne Root, not Trump. A Democrat, Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas called the move a politically safe trip. Lawmakers have begged Harris for months to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but now they're unhappy about the White House plans not to visit the Rio Grande Valley. I'm sure her planners, this is a Democrat congressman talking, I'm sure her planners told her, if you're going to go down to the border, go to something that's safer to go to, that's politically safer. The epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district. If you look at the numbers that are down there compared to El Paso, you're not going to get a true picture of what's happening. So she's 800 miles away from the actual border crisis. And she's rushing there on Friday, because I think it's on Monday, might be Tuesday, but I think it's Monday, that Trump is visiting the border in Texas with the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, and with a whole contingent of Republican congressmen. So she was shamed into doing it by Trump, and even Lester Holt of NBC and other members of the media laughed at her and mocked her and made her look, she made herself look foolish. I was going to say she looked foolish. They made her look foolish. No, she made herself look foolish, and they were just commenting on it. But everybody was starting to lose all faith in Kamala Harris, and so she felt she had no choice but to get there before Trump, because he was going to embarrass the hell out of her. And you know what I say on this show all the time. All the time I say the election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen. And General Flynn today sounds like Wayne Root. Now repeat after me, Flynn says, the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Repeat after me, the 2020 election was stolen. Good for him. I'm glad to hear it. He says it's going to be ugly. He's talking about the audit going on in Arizona. It's going to be ugly, and that creates a lot of media traction. Everyone has to cover it. What does it mean? What's it going to do? The 2020 presidential election was stolen. There is no doubt in my mind anymore. There is none. And the truth will continue to come out. Something is going to happen. I don't think we're going to have to wait until the end of the summer. I think it's going to happen fairly soon. Because they, meaning the deep state and the D.C. swamp, must create noise prior to the Arizona audit starting to really bubble out. They're going to have to do something. So I guess he's talking about a false flag event that will get the nation's attention and distract you from the fact that Arizona's audit proves Arizona was stolen and the same model was followed in six border states, battleground states.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Checkin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. I want to get back to Michael Flynn. General Flynn, he said something is going to happen. They must create noise before the Arizona audit is in. They're going to have to do something. And I agree with him. They need a false flag. He said, I'm afraid that what it's going to do is going to further divide the country. It's not going to be as dramatic as something you're talking about with 9-11 and the how do you pronounce that word? Apoplectic crap is such garbage. Apoplectic? No, apocalyptic is what it looks like here. Is the apocalyptic. There we go. I don't know. I'm having trouble today. It's been a long day. Been up since 5 in the morning working. So it's such garbage, he says. People need to face reality. They're going to continue to go after Donald Trump, okay? They're going to continue to go after Trump. He's going to get back out. He's doing his rally. He's going to light the world on fire. And whenever they go after him, it's never pretty. It's going to be ugly, and that creates a lot of media attention. And everybody has to cover it. What does it mean? What is it going to do? And it keeps everybody off the election fraud. As I said at the beginning of the show, and now I repeat again, the 2020 election was stolen. Repeat after me, the 2020 election was stolen. There's no doubt in my mind. There is none. And the truth will come out. Something's going to happen. I don't think we're going to have to wait until the end of summer. I think it's going to happen here fairly soon, because they must create noise prior to the Arizona audit starting to really bubble out. They're going to have to do something. So that's General Flynn. And apocalyptic, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. There we go. I got it right there. I am so tired. My eyes are half asleep, so I'm having a hard time with that word. That's the only word that could have gotten me, apocalyptic. Rudy Giuliani is suspended from practicing law in New York State for false and misleading statements of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. So if Wayne Root If I just happen to be a lawyer with a legal license in Nevada, or certainly in New York, for being a national personality and being on my national radio show and telling you the election was stolen, they would take my license away to practice law, which means you can't earn a living and you're bankrupt. Because you have an opinion that the election was stolen, this is the proof that the election was stolen. Don't you see? This is it. When you see people acting this hysterical that the truth might get out, what are they so afraid of? You know, if they're this afraid that the election really was stolen, and they know it was stolen, and they're scared to death, you'll find out it's stolen, and they're scared to death what your reaction will be when you find out it was stolen. Rudy Giuliani suspended from practicing law in New York State. Can you imagine how bizarre that is, that you can't have an opinion? To have an opinion means you need to have your law license taken away. All this is it's just literally communist propaganda and communist tactics. That's what it is. It's really amazing. Can't believe this is the United States of America. And by the way, speaking of communist tactics, our country is now being run by communist China. China coronavirus records were deleted from a U.S. database per the request of Chinese scientists. Americans deleted data in a database of early coronavirus cases per request from Chinese scientists from the Financial Times. Records of early COVID cases in Wuhan were deleted from a U.S. database at the request of Chinese scientists, American officials have confirmed. So this isn't a conspiracy theory. I'm not quoting you something that might have happened. It happened. A team of academics from Wuhan, where the first documented cases of COVID-19 appeared, submitted sequences of the virus that causes the disease to a U.S.-based archive in March 2020. 3 months later, they asked for those sequences to be removed and the data deleted. The U.S. National Institute of Health said on Wednesday, meaning today, confirmed the results of an investigation by biologist Jesse Bloom. Jesse Bloom, a researcher at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle, said he found genetic sequences taken from early coronavirus cases in China that were deleted by the U.S. National Institutes of Health database. Some of the early cases in the Chinese city of Wuhan are different genetically from the variants that eventually spread to cause the panic. It looks like something must have happened because the media now has bounced back to the lie that the China coronavirus was a natural phenomenon not created in a laboratory in Wuhan. The media continues to be paid off by China. When we get back, heart inflammation warning is now added to the vaccine fact sheet by the FDA. And the guy who invented the vaccine, his name is Dr. Robert Malone, and he invented the mRNA vaccine, the COVID vaccine. And he says young people should not be getting it at the same time as everyone is forcing young people to get it. Does any of this make sense to you? What's going on? What's the objective here? If the doctor that invented it says don't give it to teenagers and young people, why are we giving it to teenagers and young people?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now!
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead, and first responders continue to conduct search and rescue missions after part of a condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, early Thursday morning. Dozens of Miami-Dade fire rescue units are on the scene trying to find survivors. Abigail Crosby, a visitor from Virginia, was staying at a resort next door when the condo collapsed.
My reaction was panic mode. I just threw the phone down and raced to pick up my aunt's kids and try to get them out.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, at least 99 people remain unaccounted for. Gas prices are expected to remain above $3 a gallon for most of the summer. That's according to GasBuddy.com, which is also reporting the national average for a gallon of gasoline is expected to be $3.11 during the 4th of July holiday. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It's rare that I say this, a worn-out Wayne Allen Root. I'm just worn out. Today was such an intense day. There's no way you can go from all the things I did to all the things I did to all the things I did. Got them all in. You know, you have a schedule, and you have like 20 things you got to jam in one day, and you think, well, I'll do 10 of them, and I'll put the other 10 on the schedule for tomorrow. You never work out that you get all 20 in. I got all 20 in today, but I'm in a state of mental exhaustion as we speak. Not physical, but mental exhaustion. I'm mentally weary. Sons of Liberty CBD. I need some CBD. That's what I need. I probably need the real thing, by the way. Sons of Liberty CBD is the advertiser and sponsor of this segment. Because I work out so hard every day, and I did jam in a 60-minute workout today. I couldn't do 90, but I got my 60 minutes in today in the middle of a really intense day. But I turned 60 this July, July 20th, and working out can cause serious aches and pains. And my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Redskin and Raiders quarterback, is the one who told me about Sons of Liberty CBD and sonsoflibertycbd.com and how it healed my body and my mind and my soul, and he was right. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Remember, I said I'm mentally tired, but physically, despite the hour workout today and 90 minutes every day, not a single physical pain. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD, the highest quality I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown. Keep in mind, I've never done pot in my life. I never put a joint to my lips in my life. Never smoked anything. Never smoked a cigarette. Never smoked a joint. Never smoked anything. Never did a drug. But I do CBD. It is not pot, and it won't get you high. And I just use it for the aches and pains of working out, and they're gone. Magically, they're gone. For my listeners and fans, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product you buy, every order. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make a healthy choice. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off, sonsoflibertycbd.com. We've got our guest who's with us a couple times a month at this time, Mr. Niger Innes. He's a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, and he's my brother from another mother. Hello, Niger. How are you?
Hello there, Wayne, man. I was just listening to your intense regimen. My God, you make me feel embarrassed by comparison. And I've been physically and mentally exhausted anyway. But I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. And I'm so happy. I mean, you know, and I never wished you congratulations on the 60th. I actually forgot about that. Nor did I wish you greetings and Cindy. Greetings for overcoming issues that she has had, you know. But that's not for the show. But man, I just talking with you for a second, man. I'm several years younger than you. I'm your younger brother. But my God, if people saw us together, I think people would say, Niger, you're Wayne's age, or you're a few years older than him. I mean that. I've seen you in person, you know, and I'm not trying to stroke your boat here. I just know that for a fact. So
wait a minute, you haven't even seen me.
I'm like fascinated by
Niger. You haven't seen me in 3 or 4 months, and so I'm a lot thinner now than I was 3 or 4 months ago. I've lost a lot of inner body fat from Energized Health, so I look even younger and even stronger. I gained 10 pounds of muscle, too. So my 60th birthday is coming up on July 20th, and I feel great, but I'm just today mentally weary because it's been a rough day, a long day. All good. I will say to people, you know what the alternative is to being busy 24 hours a day and the phones never stop ringing and the texts never stop coming in and the emails never stop coming in and people never stop hounding you? You know what the alternative is? It's you're retired and it's quiet and nobody wants you anymore. And I never want that, so I'll take this. So it's okay. But I am exhausted. It's been a long day. So let's talk about some topics in the news. First of all, you wanted to talk about if there are any sane liberals left. And it's kind of funny because I've said this on the show, even though I believe 99% of the Democratic Party has become, you know, crazed communist lunatics. I've said on the show that I was a guest a lot in the past on Bill Maher's shows. And Bill Maher is starting to sound more and more conservative. Almost like he's becoming a conservative, but he can't quite come over because then he'd lose his audience and his show would be gone. So he's got to be very careful. He's got to walk on eggshells, but he's definitely showing signs that he's not a big liberal anymore. Do you agree?
I agree that he is not a progressive. Okay, I think we're both native New Yorkers, and we both remember Ed Koch. may he rest in heaven. I know he's and him and my dad Roy Innes are arguing right now, just having a philosophical discussion. But you remember Ed Koch used to say that he coined the term liberal with sanity, on his radio right. show. And he was one of the first ones, Wayne, to clearly identify. And I remember this, and you remember this too. It was in the 90s. He clearly identified the distinction between a classic liberal, as in the 60s or 70s. I would say Hubert Humphrey, is one of these classic liberals. Hubert Humphrey was not some progressive Saul Alinsky following guy that wanted to destroy America. In Hubert Humphrey's mind, and Ed Koch's mind when he was a liberal, and in many liberals' mind, they wanted to save America. But there is an element with among the progressives that don't realize. It's funny, a colleague of mine that I'm collaborating with said to me, we are the Republic of Destiny. We are so powerful as a country, and the funny thing, he's not even a religious type. OK, but it was almost religious the way he was communicating this to me. And I got it because I've been thinking it for a long, long time, man. So anyway, but getting back to Bill. OK, I met Bill. I used to be a regular on his original show, Politically Incorrect.
Isn't that funny?
People was in real time. And, he's always been extremely funny. And I always kind of saw him as a classic liberal that didn't really hate as much as a lot of these progressives do.
Well, I was a regular Politically Incorrect, too. I did not know that you were a regular at the same time. I was the number one guest on Politically Correct. Yeah, in 96 and 97, I was the number one guest. Generally, he didn't have people more than once or twice a year, and I was on like 8 times in a 2-year period. And I remember the producer saying, you're the record holder right now. You're the one who's been on the most shows in 96 and 97.
I think her name was Mary Knowles. I don't know if I know she carried over for several years with Real Time. I don't know if she's still there, but she was my contact. She was great, great people. And Bill was always respectful and extremely funny. And he needled you, but we'd have fun. And the thing is, I think Bill has realized. Look, history changes people too. I mean, things change. Bill is stepping back and really looking at the big picture of what's going on. Let me tell you something frightening that a dear old friend of mine, years ago, we were dear friends, and today we're still dear friends. And she said to me, and she happens to be Jewish American. She said to me, Wayne, do you know, Niger, that there are more and more Jews fleeing to Israel? And I was shocked. I should have automatically known why, what's going on, the virulent, disgusting, and unfortunately, the colors of the people engaged in this anti-Semitism is all kinds of colors, and many of them, quite to be blunt and straightforward, are black, and brown, and Hispanic. Right. And you can guarantee, that there are even some white kids now that are protesting Israel. It's really unfortunate what's happening to the Democrat Party. You know this, Wayne, and I'm sure the first thing, because I know you want to talk about some other issues. But we have our new Republican, John Lee, that has joined the Republican Party,
yes,
left the Democratic Party because he said, for point of fact, it has been taken over by, neo-socialist, communist, far left wing progressive types,
yeah,
and there's no room left for him in the Democrat Party. You know, so I think these guys are starting to realize how clear and present a danger to the United States and everybody in the United States that wants to remain in the United States and you know, pursue the American dream. But I think the thing that they don't realize, you know, Wayne, the guys on the other side are our ideological competitors, if you will, the progressives, the Marxist, socialist, communist type. They don't realize that America is a republic of destiny, and there are some greater forces involved in this global game that we're engaged in. And America will win in the end.
Yeah, I wanted to say to you that when it comes to Bill Maher, my opinion is it's a selfish conversion. I think Bill Maher sees the fact that at any moment his show will be canceled because liberals will scream him down for making one single comment on the air that they think is racist or anti-something they believe in, and they'll accuse him of being a terrible person and evil, you know, and they'll also look at his background. Remember, there's this whole Me Too movement, hashtag Me Too, and Bill Maher's kind of a wild man, as my understanding has always been. You know, he's never been married, he has no kids, he's out dating 50 women on the same night, and so that's going to come back to haunt him, and he understands that the left is the ones that will knock him off the air and stop him, censor him, ban him, and he'll lose his career. That's the reason I think he's having a bit of a conservative awakening. We'll be right back. More with Niger Innes, my buddy. He is a civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Energized Health, the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's funny because Niger and I, who's going to be on again in a second, Niger Innes of CORE, spokesman, national spokesman for CORE, Congress of Racial Equality. But Niger and I were talking earlier in the last segment about my health and about the way I look, a lot thinner and younger. A lot of people come up to me and say, you look 10 years younger, you can't be 60. And I owe it to Energized Health. I've been a workout guy my whole life, so I owe it partly to me. But the workouts never were as productive as they are now. I never lost the 25 pounds of inner body fat with my workout every day. I never gained 10 pounds of muscle with my workout every day. And I did it in 88 days with Energized Health. And you don't have to take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. If you want to hear people tell you, you look so much thinner, you look so much better, what have you done, there's something different, you look so much younger, then cut to the chase and call them right now and join. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. Just tell them WAR sent you, 40% off. So we're back with Niger Innes, and he is the national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE. Always great to have you on. You're a New York man like I am originally. Now we're both Vegas men, but we're still
to the CORE. We're Nevadans.
but to the CORE, we're New York born and bred. That'll never change.
That's a reality.
Right? Right. So Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa are going to be the candidates for mayor of New York. I think a lot of people laughed at Sliwa and discounted him, and I knew that Sliwa would win the Republican primary. I had him as a guest on the show. I'm friends with Curtis. I knew he'd win. Just as if I chose to run, I'd be the next mayor of Las Vegas, but I'd have to give up my radio show, and I don't want to do it. Curtis is doing it. He gave up his radio show with my friend Rita Cosby. He used to be Sliwa and Cosby. And so Rita's doing the show alone, I guess, and Curtis is running for office. But does he have any chance to win as a white Republican law and order guy in New York City against a black law and order guy who's an ex-cop? I would say Curtis has very low chance of winning the general election. Yes.
First of all, that's a great question, and I would say, Wayne, that when you just look at it, you know, even removing the hyper racialism that the progressives are pushing within the country that we all have to respond to, just systematically speaking, in terms of the numbers, I think the registration numbers are kind of like 8-1 or 10-1, you know, in terms of registered Democrats and registered Republicans. So, you know, the quest for Curtis to win, and by the way, let me just say for the record, I you and I are Curtis guys, okay?
Of course.
And I will be endorsing Curtis Sliwa, okay? I haven't formally endorsed him, but regardless of whoever the Democrat Party standard bearer that is leading a party that is dominated by progressive neo-Marxist communist types, increasingly so every day, not every Democrat is that. But it is being dominated by those folks. They are winning the war. Okay. And so the question is, do people have, you know, will people have the courage to push that back? Not because they're Republican, but because they're loyal Americans that want to do the right thing. Or let's make it more local. And then in the case of this race, they're loyal New Yorkers that want to see New York succeed and get back to some reasonableness. They don't want New York to slip back to New York City, to slip back in the metropolitan region, to slip back to what it was in the 70s and the 80s, you know, before the Giuliani revolution. So in any case, I think Curtis just tactically speaking, has a very difficult path to win. And quite frankly, if he even gets close, in my opinion, and I'm just putting on my political prognosticator hat on, if he even gets close, if there's a poll that shows him within 20 points of Eric Adams, okay, should Eric Adams become the nominee, he's going to have a tough time. And by the way, I am endorsing Curtis Sliwa, and I will give a more formal endorsement later. But just giving you my political prognosticator analysis, it's going to be a tough race. Now, I say Adams. Now, of course, it is quite possible that the hard Marxist socialist AOC followers may find a creative way to do to Eric Adams what has been done to other candidates for office. And I won't go any further in terms of going down that rabbit hole. But let me say this. If Maya Wiley, who, by the way, I met after having a vigorous debate with her, and she's a gentle, classy, rich woman, but she would push a New York way far socialist progressive. You want New York to be like the worst streets of San Francisco? That's what it's going to be under Maya Wiley. And if she somehow should pull a fast one and beat Eric Adams, then I think Curtis has a real good shot.
All right, Niger, I mean, my problem is that, you know, even though it's an all-Democrat city, I come from New York, I know it well, it's back to the topic at the start of our interview. They used to be sane Democrats, no matter how liberal they were. They were willing to vote for John Lindsay, Republican. They were willing to vote for a Bloomberg Republican. They were willing to vote for Giuliani, Republican. And I don't think there's anyone left in New York that doesn't have Trump derangement syndrome, and they won't vote for a Republican, even though Sliwa could save the city. They're too self-destructive, and they lean too much communist. They'll never vote for Sliwa, but I endorse Sliwa. Thank you, Niger Innes.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Which plans?